We're here at the National Farm Machinery Show in the New Holland exhibit, and with me is Dennis Hand. And Dennis, what's your title?
I'm a manager of North American Strategic Planning for New Holland.
Now, this is the 45th annual Farm Machinery Show here in Louisville. We had a big snowstorm on Monday here, but traffic seems to be going fairly well. It looks like there's just as many people here as ever, don't you think?
The show has been very successful to this point. What we noticed yesterday, Cindy, was that the farmers, they're here. Those that may not be farmers or actually purchasing the products we build, they may not have come out in the numbers that historically would have said so. But we talked to a lot of very, very large and successful farmers yesterday.
So the serious buyers were here.
Most farmers have a four-wheel drive pickup or they have the means to brave the bad weather. So it really wasn't an issue.
Well, that's good. Now, let's talk just a little bit about the farm economy. And, of course, the economy is being affecting everyone. How do you think it's impacting agriculture?
Like many things, there's not one easy answer. We see really three different product segments, and they're all different. The under 60 horsepower tractors, that follows automotive trending wise. So that's the toughest of all the industries is the under 60, only because a lot of that is discretionary income. The dairy area, call it dairy livestock, this would be tractors in the 60 to 140 horse, and our hay tool line, that industry was off about 24% last year as an industry. We grew share, but the industry's down. We believe that'll continue to be depressed in 2010, but farmers buy those products to be in business, to be an income producer. It's not discretionary. So that we believe that'll stabilize. What's really surprised us is the cash crop, the combines, the 140 plus horsepower tractors and four-wheel drive continues to be very strong.
Well, last year at the Farm Progress Show, you introduced the Rustler. How is sales of the Rustler going?
We're just starting to ship the Rustler. This is a utility vehicle, various models, two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, gas, diesel, four-seat, two-seat, a lot of excitement right now with the shipments just starting to arrive. Probably my answers would be premature, but we're excited about what that offers.
Also, last year you had your big combine, the biggest combine ever. And how is that going as far as sales go?
The 9090, which you referenced, it is the largest combine worldwide. And what most customers may not recognize is that New Holland is the number one combine producer worldwide. We're extremely strong in Europe, Latin America, Canada. And the 9090 is right now more for small grains, so more in wheat country. But the capacity of that machine is just phenomenal.
Yeah, it's huge. It set a record in 8 hours.
Yeah, we actually are showing a video here we have a 9060 on display here at the show. But there's an actual about a 20-minute video that shows the performance of the combine for the testing. And as far as the amount of material to be able to put through this machine is just, it's unbelievable.
How optimistic are you about the agriculture industry and about, making sure that they're buying your New Holland equipment?
Well, when you boil it down to the acid test, everybody has to eat, and everybody has to eat every day. And so whether it's good times or bad times, the demand for food is there, and the American farmer still remains the most efficient, productive source of food and fiber worldwide. So even though we are facing some very challenging times right now, we are part of an industry that's used to that.
We just came off the National Biodiesel Conference, and New Holland has been extremely supportive of biodiesel, the use of biodiesel in your machinery. Talk a little bit about why New Holland is so supportive of the biodiesel industry.
Well, it's probably one of the best partnership success stories that I can think of in recent history between New Holland and our customers. We were the first company to endorse biodiesel, to approve it in use in our engines. and it helps the soybean growers throughout many parts of the U.S. in pricing of soybeans. It's a big plus that way. As far as emissions with biodiesel versus fossil fuels, it's cleaner. Lubrication is a little better within the engine, so it's a win-win all the way around. And we continue to be a the number one supporter of biodiesel from all the different companies.
And that's true, because really the other OEMs have not been as supportive of the use of biodiesel and, you know, and warranting it in their engines, right?
That's correct. And New Holland is by far the strongest global company of all the major manufacturers out in the world today. And obviously our research in Europe has also helped us here in North America with achieving that.
Well, what are you hearing from the farmers that you met? This is the second day of the show. You got a chance to interact with, as you said, a lot of serious customers here. What are you hearing from them? How do they feel about the economy and the situation right now? Do you think they're optimistic? Or, well, we know that farmers are what?
Well, and again, it depends by product segment. The answer differs. If it's dairy livestock, the customers I've talked to yesterday and today, they are shopping for value. They cannot afford to make a purchase if it doesn't show a return on their bottom line. And so that's where we need to take the time with customers that come here to the show them how, for example, on our disc buying, how we can have quicker dry down, save more of the leaves for nutrients, that type of detail where we have the technology, we're the industry leader in hay and forage. And so typically what we always find is when the industry goes down in hay tools, like it is today, our market share increases. And historically, it's always been that way. It was true in 2009, and we believe the reason for that is the technology that we have in our hay tools, you can show the benefit and bottom line to the customer.
So it's return on investment.
It's return on investment. On the cash crop side, big tractors, big combines, right now we are sold out through the July-August time frame. So for those customers coming on the lot today, they're forward planning. They're looking at purchasing combines for next fall's harvest, and we're right up against the being able to provide them at that time. So that's more future planning, future purchases, where the dairy livestock customer is looking for value and only purchasing what they believe will be a positive return for their investment.
Okay, Dennis, that's really all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, we just appreciate you coming by and to being at our display. We're excited to support American agriculture, and we believe this is one of the premier shows to do that.
All right, we thank New Holland for their support, for sponsoring coverage of the National Farm Machinery Show on AgWired. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.